Arizona Senate candidate Blake Masters tells me why it's game over if the Democrats win the midterms. I'm Sarah Carter on the latest Sarah Carter Show. I'll also tell you how President Biden is sending our precious energy reserves to Hunter Biden's buddies in China. Follow the Sarah Carter Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to the Byron York Show, the No Chit Chat podcast. We like to get right into it. And what we're going to get into today is a critical question for the midterms. And that question is Liz Cheney toast? Now, you may have noticed there's a new poll in the Casper, Wyoming Star Tribune that shows Liz Cheney, the Republican representative and the star of the January 6th committee, losing big to the challenger, her Republican challenger, Harriet Hageman, in the upcoming with a Wyoming House Republican primary. So the poll has Hageman's support at 52%. People likely to participate in the primary, not just Republicans, people likely to participate in the primary. Hageman 52%, Cheney 30%. And minor candidates, undecideds, making up the rest of that. So that is a 22-point lead. It's very hard to overcome. Less than a month to go before the August 16th primary. And remember, by the way, the Wyoming primary is a winner-take-all affair. Whoever gets the most votes wins the Republican nomination. Not going to be a runoff, no second act. The Republican winner is the winner and then goes on to certain victory in November in the general election in Wyoming, which is very, very heavily Republican. So Hageman's lead in the Star Tribune poll is consistent with what other surveys have shown about the race. I'm going to read to you a little bit from Harry Enten, who's a political analyst with CNN. Quote, polling from Wyoming is limited, but what does exist paints an ominous picture for Liz Cheney. Okay, his article, by the way, was headlined, Why Liz Cheney is in a Lot of Trouble in Wyoming. Now, I certainly agree polling is pretty darn limited in Wyoming. We don't have dozens and dozens of polls to look at. But what we have certainly seems to show Harriet Hageman with a big lead, and the Star Tribune poll is just the latest confirmation of warning signs for Liz Cheney. So the question is, why is she so far behind? Most of the coverage of her predicament has focused on her starring role with the January 6th committee, which, by the way, is going to have another primetime hearing in a few days, and especially concentrating on her vow to make sure that one way or the other, former President Donald Trump will not be the Republican nominee for president in 2024. Now, Trump, of course, is popular in Wyoming. He won the state in the presidential election in 2016, won 68.2% of the vote to Hillary Clinton's 21.9%. So there you go, 68.2% to 21.9%. That was a decisive victory in the state of Wyoming. In 2020, when Trump was running for re-election, he did a little better, 69.9% to Joe Biden's 26.6%. So 69.9% to 26.6%, pretty decisive. So it is no surprise that when Liz Cheney has kind of an Ahab-like fixation, a white whale fixation on getting Trump, it's no surprise that that's not really very popular in a state where so many voters have a favorable view of the former president. So there were three questions in the Star Tribune poll that kind of fleshed out this idea, and they were related to Cheney's role with the January 6th committee. So one question, do you approve of Liz Cheney's decision to serve on the January 6th committee? Okay, 63% said no. 63% said no. And these are voters likely to participate in the primary. 63% said no. 29% said yes, they do approve. So 29% approval there. Another question was, has Liz Cheney's opposition to Trump affected her ability to deal with important Wyoming issues? Now, we're going to see a little later, that's a really important question. 61% said yes, it has affected her ability to deal with important Wyoming issues. 34% said no. And finally, third question, has Liz Cheney's performance on the January 6th committee made you more or less likely to vote for her. 54% said less likely. 22% said more likely. 24% said it had no effect at all. So even if you add the more likelies with the 24% who said it had no effect at all, 54% who said less likely, still bigger. Now, Harriet Hageman, on the other hand, has received Donald Trump's endorsement. Some of the former president's top political aides, people who worked on his campaign, are now working for her campaign. And if you go to the website, her campaign website, you cannot miss the all caps endorsed by President Trump exclamation point. All caps exclamation point endorsed by President Trump. You really can't miss that on the homepage of her campaign website. So the endorsement, I mean, why wouldn't she do that? The endorsement of a man who won nearly 70% of the vote in two presidential elections in Wyoming, that's not a small thing. So here's the thing. It's easy to see this race now as all about Trump, all about Trump. And here is the thing. It is more complicated than that. The Trump factor in the race is important in part because it revives an accusation that has followed Cheney for a decade, long before Donald Trump became the national political figure that he became, followed Cheney for a decade that she long ago left Wyoming, spent most of her life somewhere else, and returned to the state only to win political office. Okay, now Cheney has family roots in Wyoming that go back generations. So does Hageman, by the way. But as CNN noted in 2013, Cheney herself, quote, was born in Wisconsin, grew up in Virginia's D.C. suburbs before attending college in Colorado and law school in Illinois. Again, continuing with CNN here, she spent most of her career working in the nation's capital before moving to Wyoming last year. Last year meaning 2012, just 10 years ago. Now, that led to accusations that Liz Cheney is a carpetbagger. Those accusations arose in 2012 when she was 46 years old, living in Virginia. She bought a house in Wyoming. It was in Wilson, Wyoming. AP called that a posh enclave. It's a few miles west of Jackson. House was listed for $1.9 million. I think she's done some of her Zoom interviews for the January 6th committee from there. The Associated Press reported at the time, quote, she lives in Virginia. Again, this is 2012. She lives in Virginia, but lately has been showing up at Republican events around Wyoming. While Liz Cheney would be unlikely to take on any member of the all-Republican and safely popular Wyoming congressional delegation, the visits have led to speculation she has an eye on office. Okay, so that's the AP. Said that she's been showing up in 2012. She's 46 years old. She lived a lot of her life elsewhere, not in Wyoming. But she starts showing up in Virginia. She buys a house, and she's going to Republican events. It's unlikely that she would take on any of the all-Republican and safely popular Wyoming congressional delegation. Well, the AP had one part of that wrong. She did intend to take on a member of the all-Republican and safely popular Wyoming congressional delegation, and that was the Republican Senator Mike Enzi. So in July 2013, Cheney really surprised a lot of people. She announced her candidacy for Mike Enzi's seat. He was up in 2014, and Enzi very much intended to keep his seat in the Senate, a three-term Republican senator from Wyoming. Liz Cheney, apparently thought that her family name and a lot of money raised outside of Wyoming would be enough to muscle Enzi out of the race. And, I mean, this was a surprise to a lot of people, not the least of whom was Mike Enzi, who told reporters, quote, I thought we were friends, meaning he thought he was friends with Liz Cheney until he found out she was trying to oust him from his job. I thought we were friends. Now, Mike Enzi proved more popular than Liz Cheney had calculated. And Cheney faced criticism as being an opportunistic outsider. Cynthia Loomis, who was the Republican, she was the representative, they only have one, from Wyoming. She's now a senator from Wyoming, but at the time she was a representative holding the seat that Liz Cheney holds today, called Cheney a carpetbagger and said she's going to wind up losing to Mike Enzi. Now, I'm going to read a quote from Cynthia Loomis. Quote, When somebody's never gotten a paycheck in Wyoming and lived their whole adult life in Virginia, I think they should run for Virginia. This again is Cynthia Loomis speaking. That's her home state. Cheney at that time was the outsider who had joined forces with other outsiders to oust a true Wyomingite, that being Mike Enzi. So this was supposed to be pretty easy, but it wasn't. So in early 2014, January 2014, the elections, of course, is in November that year. In early 2014, Cheney surrenders. She gives up. I'm going to read to you from Politico at the time. Her team's early optimism that the 69-year-old Enzi could be driven into retirement, that early optimism quickly faded as the three-term incumbent's resolve actually seemed to stiffen in response to Cheney's bid. So Mike Enzi did not go quietly, didn't go at all, as a matter of fact, won another term. Liz Cheney backed off. But she kept looking for opportunities. So in 2015, Cynthia Loomis, who now has that seat, Cynthia Loomis announced her retirement from the House, and Cheney ran for the House. Now this time she won, took her seat in January of 2017, just as Donald Trump was entering the White House. And she was reelected by big margins in 2018-2020. So the memories of Liz Cheney's carpetbagger gambit began to fade. But now they're back. The January 6th crusade, Liz Cheney's January 6th crusade, in which she has allied with Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and other national Democrats who are extremely unpopular with Republicans, has reminded some Wyomingites of why they didn't like Liz Cheney in the first place. Maybe it's more accurate to say it's reminded them of something they didn't like about Liz Cheney in the first place. Okay, so what's going on now with the January 6th committee has revived controversies from a decade ago. Now, at the same time, Harriet Hageman is taking every opportunity to tell Wyoming that she has deep roots in the state and that, unlike some people, she did not leave, and we're going to talk more about that next.
Arizona Senate candidate Blake Masters joins me to discuss why he believes it's game over for the U.S. if the Democrats win the midterms. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll also ask Masters about President Trump and Elon Musk and tell you how President Biden is sending our precious energy reserves to Hunter Biden's buddies in China. Join me. Follow the Sarah Carter Show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we're back. I said I was going to talk about Harriet Hageman reminding people of her own history in Wyoming. First, I wanted to say, if you've been listening to the podcast, enjoying the podcast, maybe even learning something from the podcast, it would be great if you could subscribe to the podcast. You can do it iTunes, anywhere you get your podcast. Really, really appreciate it. Okay, Harriet Hageman, she's reminding people that she has really deep roots in Wyoming. So in her introductory ad, end of last year, her brother, Hugh Hageman, said, quote, "Harriet and I grew up together on our family ranch with the rest of our brothers and sisters. Our family has been in Wyoming since before statehood. Wyoming is in our DNA." And then after he said that, Harriet Hageman's brother, Hugh, went into a list of what his sister has done for Wyoming while Liz Cheney was far away. And the list was absolutely pure Wyoming. So let's listen to that right now.
Harriet has spent her career fighting for us against unelected federal bureaucrats trying to change our way of life. She beat them when they tried to take control of our irrigation and water rights. She beat them when they tried to force our livestock producers to use RFID ear tags and register every ranch with the federal government. When the Forest Service tried to block access to 3.2 million acres of national forest lands in Wyoming, she fought back, and she forced the federal government to turn over management of our gray wolf population to the state of Wyoming. I know she'll protect us and fight for us because she already has.
Okay, so that was Hugh Hageman, congressional candidate Harriet Hageman's brother, talking about what his sister has done for the state. And it was just, it was pure Wyoming. It was when they tried to take control of our irrigation and our water rights, she fought back. And when they tried to force our livestock producers to use RFID ear tags and register every ranch with the federal government, she fought back. When the Forest Service tried to block access to millions of acres, she fought back. She forced the federal government to turn over management of the gray wolf population to the state of Wyoming. So these are really Wyoming issues, okay? This is not a big deal in Alexandria, Virginia. These are Wyoming issues. These are Wyoming issues. So in Hageman's latest ad, which is airing now, she pledges to stop, quote, the radical Pelosi-Cheney agenda in D.C. Now, that's the kind of thing candidates always say. It is standard political ad speak. But as far as January 6th is concerned, there really is a Pelosi-Cheney agenda in D.C. What Cheney has done by joining House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and January 6th committee Democrats is revive Wyoming suspicions that she, Liz Cheney, is an outsider who only comes to the state seeking political opportunity and position. Those suspicions existed well before Donald Trump ran for the presidency. They're still around today. Now, I talked with a Hageman advisor about this who wanted to remain anonymous, but said this: the perception of her, Liz Cheney, among people in Wyoming is that she has always been the D.C. elite. The stuff with the January 6th committee, appearing on TV all the time, the way the national media just fawns all over her. Every time she's on TV, it's worse for her. CNN loves her, MSNBC loves her, the New York Times loves her. That's not the audience you shoot for in Wyoming. Well, certainly not if you're looking for Wyoming Republicans, which is why Liz Cheney, who is desperate for votes at this point for reasons that we discussed earlier, polls look really bad for her, has turned to the state's Democrats for support. Now, Wyoming law allows voters to change their party affiliation before the primary and actually on election day. So on her website, her campaign website, Cheney is encouraging Democrats to become Republicans solely for the purpose of voting for her over Harriet Hageman. Okay, we've seen that strategy before in some other races, but here is the problem. There are not enough Democrats in Wyoming to save her. Okay. You may not know this. There are only 282,207 registered voters in Wyoming. That's according to the latest numbers from the Secretary of State. Now, of those, there's really three groups. 34,925 are not affiliated with any party. Okay, unaffiliated. 43,285 are Democrats. And 200,579 are Republicans. So 200,000 Republicans, 43,000 Democrats. By the way, you add it all up, there are a few Libertarians, Constitution Party, and some others. It does not take a math whiz to see that if Harriet Hageman has a huge lead among Republicans, which seems to be the case, Cheney cannot win by asking Democrats to switch parties and vote for her. Even if they do, she can't win. So the question that began the podcast was, is Liz Cheney toast? And the answer appears to be yes. But just remember, that's why I did this podcast, just remember when news coverage of her race focuses on Trump, 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 remember, Cheney's problems in Wyoming started well before Donald Trump became a serious political force. Recent events have just brought those long-standing problems back to the fore. All right, well, that's what we wanted to talk about today. Glad you could listen. Always appreciate it when you can. And hope you'll join us again soon for another edition of the Byron York Show.